Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Julia Cotino is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Julia is a new friend. She's a founder and CEO of Brand Twist. It's a brand consultancy that she started and has been operating since she left Richard Branson's Virgin Group as vice president of brand there, which she was there for 4 years prior to that. She's has a number of other credentials, including being a professor of integrated marketing at Columbia and Cornell University. Her new book is called Twist, The Fresh Perspectives. Twist, How Fresh Perspectives Build Breakthrough Brands. Julia Cotino, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Delighted to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
So when you talk about Twist, you said in your book, you say good brands are stories with a twist. Now, we talk about stories on the show here all the time. I encourage small business owners to tell stories, to tell their stories, and tell lots of stories. But you say we need to make sure that that's incorporated into our brand. But how do we put the twist on it?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the stories that you love on TV or the movies or, you know, books that you read, they always have a twist. In the plot, they always have something unexpected and interesting and different that happens. And, you know, a good brand is a story well told. Entrepreneurs need to tell their own stories, and they need to make sure that they're being really clear about what's unique about them, what's unexpected, what's different, what's better. And that's what I mean by incorporating
the brand. Well, and are you talking about what I call your special sauce, whatever it is about you and your brand, what you deliver, how you deliver it, whatever your story is, whatever your background is part of your special sauce, what makes you different. Is that the twist you're talking about?
Yeah, on two levels. I'm talking about your brand twist in terms of what your company offers that's different and better than the competition. And then I'm talking about your personal twist, what really fuels that. You know, you mentioned Richard Branson, and Virgin definitely has a twist. You know, in every market that it goes through, different than the competition. But that's supported, that's given credibility by the fact that Richard also is somebody who really has a personal twist. You know, he's the CEO in jeans, you know, long before it was popular.
Yeah. There's nobody else like Richard, is there?
No.
So, all right, so talk to us about how we apply this as a small business. I know you also talk to small business owners and nonprofits a lot of times. How do we uncover our own twist, and then how do we apply that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first of all, I think a lot of the ways that we can do that is to take off our brand blinders. Stop worrying about what our category is doing. Stop looking, trying to look legitimate with the same colors, the same messages, and all that. And look outside of your category to brands that you admire. And that could be Apple, could be Starbucks, could be Virgin. Just a brand that you as a consumer are passionate about. So that's the first step of what I call A++++ branding. The first A is to become aware. And then the second A is to really analyze, what is it about that brand that's really speaking to you? You know, what do I love about my Starbucks experience every morning? Mm-hmm. And really analyze, what are they doing? And then the third A is to apply. So, you know, if Howard Schultz came and took over my, you know, health coaching business or my dry cleaning or my business consulting practice, you know, what would they do? You know, they stand for customization. How would they make the experience more customized? And that's really the beauty of twisting, is we can all do it because we're all consumers. We all have brands that we love, whether they're soft drinks or cars or fashion brands or celebrities who are also brands. And we just need to start to incorporate more of that into our own branding.
You know, what's cool about being a small business is we don't have to have everybody in the marketplace to be successful. We can, you know, a lot of small businesses can be successful if they've got 100 true believers who do business with them, you know, and or even some businesses, even 20. And so know what you're good at, own that, take that to market, tell people that this is what you do, and no apologies. And if you're not interested in this, then I'm not the company for you. But if you are, you're going to get this every time. Is that the story you're talking about?
Yeah, and that's the beauty of the twist, is it helps you figure out who's going to appreciate it and who's not. You know, in Virgin, there were lots of people that were turned off by the tone of voice, by the cheekiness, by the humor, and that's fine. Then let them go fly another airline.
Right.
And it's better that they figure that out sooner rather than later. But if they do appreciate your twist as a small business owner, if you connect with, and I agree with you, fewer people who are more passionate about your brand, then the benefit of that is they're going to, you know, shout your name from the rooftops or on social media, and you're going to find more people. Everyone is not your customer. They should not be. That's actually factor three of my book, is really target with a twist.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted you to know about her book, folks, because you've been hearing me say this all these years. You're not Walmart. The phone book is not your prospect list. And so you've got to realize don't you think small businesses should say, okay, how many customers do I need? How many active customers do I need in a year's time? What do you think?
And I also think that the beauty of being a small business owner, I mean, if somebody's already open to your brand, if they're even considering you versus the Walmarts or whoever the big fish is in your category, they're giving you permission to communicate your twist.
Right.
They're saying, I'd rather work with an individual or a small family business or a small company. And why they want to do that is because they want to work with a human being, not a corporation. So they're looking for your human twist. So you owe it to them to give it to them.
Well, that's exactly right, and you've got to promote this, folks. You've got to lead with this. You got to identify what it is. You got to be proud of it. You have to own it. And then there's that other thing that brands. If there's one thing about a brand, I think that has not changed over the years, Julie, is consistency. Right?
Yes. You've got to communicate your twist at every touch point.
They expect to find it wherever they go within your organization, don't they?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think Virgin does so well. You know, it's not about just the advertising. You feel the twist when you're booking your flight, when you're boarding the plane, during the flight experience, afterwards. And I think
Julie, I got to take a quick break. I need your website quickly, please.
Okay. Thetwistbook.com.
Thetwistbook.com?
Yeah.
All right, so check that out, folks. That's the name of the book, Julie Cotino, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.